Sadi Beis, Siv Zayin. Let's learn together. Nishbach olav oshar iser roseach agabe karka. Ve'midu olav kedera chama. You're putting hot pot on cold milk. Presumably it's cold. Wait a minute. Start again. Nishbach olav on the shar iser roseach agabe karka. Ve'midu olav kedera chama. So take that back. It started off. Iser roseach, something which is treif, which is hot, putting a hot pot on top of it. Imashen nishbach eino etzel o'esh. That which spilled is not near the fire. Lo havi rak kli sheni. Rabosa, let's review again from the very basic stuff. Kli sheni is mevashel. Kli sheni causes a belia. Right? We spoke about this at some length. It's going to come back down very strongly. Kli rishon. Again, klirishin is mavliya mevashel, klisheni mefurish shigemar and Shabbos is not mevashel. Big time machlekas and simon kufay, sibbeis or gimel, whether it causes belia or not, we pask in the halacha. Depends who you ask. If you ask the Rashba, it's a problem. If you ask the Mashal, it's a problem. If you ask the Mechab and the Ramah, Mikra Din, it's not a problem. Klisheni not only is it not mevashel, but it's not mavliya either. Basics, right? Basics. So he throws in the word klisheni. So klisheni is not a problem. Labirak klisheni. Velochein. It's the bottom line. Hakadeira asura. Why? Debolea kitsas. The pot itself you shouldn't use anymore because it absorbed something. Vatav shel mutter. The tato govar. So you apply tato govar not only if the bottom is ice cold, but if the bottom is halachically cold. It's halachically cold, because klisheni is halachically cold. So we apply the principle of tato govar in this instance, Rabosai. This completes, Rabosai, part one of this Ramah. This Ramah is quite lengthy. Tzadi Beis Siv Zayin. We have to, again, as we've done recently in Tosis and the Mordechai, chop it into small pieces and analyze it piece by piece. Let's review it one more time. Okay, again, review again. In nishbach olav ol shari yisir roseach agabe karka le midol of kedera chamo im ashe nishbach ein away tzalo eish lo havi rak klisheni velo chein hakedera asura de bole akzas adem mekale bola. We just go, brings us back to tato govar again. Vatav shel mutter de tato govar. It's already supposed to chazen next week, tato govar. We have to wait till next week. Tato govar is coming right over here in spades. The same thing we spent 2 weeks on. Whatever it was, 2 weeks ago, it's back here again, tato govar. Yes? It keeps coming up over and over again. Right? We just chaz, we read the Ramah two times. Okay? Two times is better than one for sure. Okay. Does anybody disagree with this? Anyone disagree with this and say, this is not really cold? Come on, it's not really cold. So, let's take a look at the Taz. Taz had called Chaf. Hey? Who said so? The Ramah, everybody has a source, Ramah. They didn't make anything up. Ken kosev bagol sharei dura b'shem Maharam. Okay, this is what he says in the name of the Maharam. Okay, fine. So we have an early source. Now, the question, of course, becomes: it is after all a chiddush. The chiddush is that the bottom is not cold; it's warm. But klisheni is, I called it before, halachically cold. So the question is, does everyone agree to that? I'm just going to skip to the end of the Taz for the moment. End of Sivkot and Chaf. Hey, the Kevan Shakir Eitzel O'esh V'Yichama Shayatzel Eretz Shom Havi Acholav Shebetocha Kekli Rishon U'Maharam the Matir, most based upon the Maharam Marik Shenishpach B'Mokom Makira. She'ein chama machmas o'esh, and then he adds amazing words. Ve'ein hayad soled hashem. V'chein irikol halacha. Whoa, 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 whoa! Hear what he just said? Against everything I just told you. I told you before. Cliche ain't him. The Ramah gets it. Against the Ramah. The Ramah says because of cliche ain't him of ash, ain't a cliche Not do a cliche. According to the Taz, it's referring to a situation where it's less than Yatsa Ledesbaum. Less than Yatsa Ledesbaum. That's nothing, right? Oh. So, fine. If you look in the Mishpat Zozov, the Prima Gunna, Mashakosav Ora Minchas Yaakov Sham. It's a little less than halfway down at the Mishpat Zozov Chafe. The Chama Tok Tzon in the Tato Govar. Haima Shatach Don Kar. It's cold. Lo Kshukli Sheni. Oh. That's the task that seems to say at the end. The Russell of Forish can divi Ramah in Kuv Zayin, etc. At the end of the Shach's Kasha there, I'm not going into that right now. Ulifidvarim Chom Kli Rish and Upper Chom Kli Sheni, Hakol Osir, as long as it's Yatzel Ledesbo. Tamua, asked the Mishnah. The Ramah Vada in Sovakain. The MK, Nech Kosov Gan, in Mash Nishbuch, Emet Alei Shari. Mashmav sheyatzel ledesbo betachtom ukdera chama miyatzel ledesbo dikdera yatzel ledesbo maza shekosef shatav shel mutter tato agavar tepet afidu ilo agavar hoen yatzel ledesbo bofa shemer amo mucha decham kli rishon decham kli sheni yatzel ledesbo b'shneem afidu hochi tato agavar ukomor. So he's saying the Minchas Yaakov is certainly entitled to his opinion, but it's against the Ramah. So it's a big dispute on both sides. Tatogava means cold, physically, on the Yatzel Ledesbo, or Tatogava means halachically cold, because of Klisheni. Ramah holds the second opinion, and the Minchas Yaakov holds the first. Okay. Important to see this in the Mishpat Zozov over here, in Sivkotan, Chof Hei. Now, it's interesting, the Maharshal, we always love him. He's what an interesting figure the Maharshal is, right? He's one of the people who said, if you recall, we mentioned it before, that Klisheni, you have to be Machmir Klisheni. Klisheni is 2 days in Simon Kufei. Let's take a look for a minute. Don't trust your memory. Turn to Kufei. We were here before in the old Maharmakomas of Tator Govar. Let's turn to Kufei. Come on. Simon Kufei. Let's go. Simon Kufei. Sivbeis. Chom Shukli Rishin. Yatzel Ledesbo Mavashel. Osa Kulo. Chom Shukli Sheni. Enem Mavashel. Yeshomim. Shagam Ki Enem Afalo Mavliya. Yeshomim. Dimikol Magom Hu Mavli Mavliya Vi Osa Kadei Klipa. Veroi Lochush. Lizor Bedava Lechat Chila Bediyevet. Muta belo klipa vadocha biyamasagi. So Miki Radin, mi paskin klisheni is not a problem. So paskin is the mechaber. And the Ramah makes a couple of references as well. Of course, who's going to argue? You guessed it. Look at the Taz of Kotan Dal in Suman Kufay. The Marshal, Perikol Abosar, Psak Alocha, Ne de klisheni ain't a mevashel, even yatsu letisbo, ain't no maflet umavlia ki echod. Which is the equivalent of Bishul's we saw once before. We'll see it again, I'm sure. Abba bedavar iser shenifle novel akli sheni shel heter or heter iser shaper bolea vaoser al kulo yatzled bekamo kli rishin ad kan l'shono. So Mashal's a machmir. Okay, wouldn't be the first time he goes against the mechab and Ramo. Never bothered the Mashal. You almost think he almost enjoys it going against the mechab and Ramo. It's like it always seems to be against. Contrarian, right? Very ridic. Okay? What about an hour sugya? Here, back on Simon Tzadi Beis. Turn back to Simon Tzadi Beis. Take a look, for example, in two places. The Taz quotes it in Chof Hei, and the Shach quotes it in Lamed Gimel. They both quote it from the Yamshul Shlomo Perek Zayin Simon Lamed Ches. Okay? The Mashal says, the makteri rosachas on masa eish afilu atav shel osur umashma Hold on. Mashal, oh, take the Taz in the beginning in Chafei. The east of Het Ora Klala and Alad involved Kodam Zev Shem Maravichil Mi Paris, the Tsarach Shishim Masha Omdin Masha Yesh Cholov, the end, Takas Akadeva. It's 60 times the milk on the bottom. End quote. Kosev Rashal, Lo Nirlo Psakzer, Dolohavi Ela Klisheni. Did you say Klisheni, Mashal? In Perak Zion Simulamad Ches? You yourself! In Perek Ches, Simon Ayin Aleph, Paskin the Chumra by Klisheni. What a steward Mashal. The Mashal is Makel over here, and now it's Simon, because it's a Klisheni. But you in Kufay, it's he's Machmir by Klisheni. How do you get out of this problem? There's a very serious steward in the Mashal. There's a steward within the Mashal. A steward within the Mashal. So I'd like to, as usual, call upon our becoming our very favorite friend now, the Megillah Sefer. He's favorite for two reasons. One, it's a great Sefer. Two, it writes in clear print. It comes on the computer. You can all see it. And I feel that we can learn a B'iyun, even we're not getting 100 Svarim on in front of us. He is the one who raises this question, not himself. He quotes as many Gedolim quote, and I told you, the most exhaustive, comprehensive Sefer Yeradeh from 100 or so years ago, was the Sefer Yad Yehuda. And everybody quotes him. Most people don't even look at it because it's too much. You know, the Prima Godim is long enough as it is. But he goes over all the Prima Godims and the Shachs and the Taz, and he has so many good things to say. So the Megillah Sefer here in our Simon Sadi Beis, which we're going to get momentarily, raises this question of Stephen the Marshal. Here the Marshal says, I have to put something into a klisheni. We have to be machmir. Look what he said over here. We read it ourselves in Simon Kufay Tasif Kotan Dalit. What did he say? Dovar Iser Shendafel Likli Sheni Shal Heter Oheter Bli Iser Shabbat Boleos Rat Kulo. No, yeah. So let us vote. Kuba Bli Rishon. This is the Mashal. So why over here is not the same as the Klisheni? The Ramos said it's the Klisheni. Here's the answer. Before we'll say it about Peh. Before what? Are you ready there? Oh wow. Well, we were like 70 something. Yeah. Okay, we're getting places. Good. We're generally more or less in the right place. Hold on, next here. Do this already. Sorry, it's a little bit off. Oh, here we go. We're getting places. The Megillah Sefer here, he has a separate piece called Ramah Siv Zayin. The whole piece is entitled Ramah Siv Zayin. So let's take a look over here. Over here. Skip this for the moment. Oh, here it is. He says over here, Kol derei Ramah kan lahatet tavshel apik derei osachas haina b'shitoso. The cliche in enim b'vash t'mafsonim avliya klal. We saw like the Mechaber in Kufayis of Beis. Abel ha'mar shal atzmo. Because of Khan Shain Lahak Bakulehai, Umavor, how can it be? How can the Marshal be Megal? The Marshal himself is the one who's Machmir. It's a Chavaz Das already asked this question apparently. Vidas Marshal, Shevi Ataz, with Simon Kufayis of Kondal. The cliche in the Yeshla Koch, Lavia, all the Hafid, not together. Sorok Lios Hadin, the Behinichu Kadera, Al Cholav, the cliche in Isha Cholav, Yibola. Toka Kadera. And the Ramola Shitosa, the Marshal, is mekel. How can it be? How can it be? The steer in the marshal. Voy ad Yehuda, the one I quoted before. The me'acha sheramo medaber becholov shenishpach al gabi karaka. Not only is it in a klisheni, it's in effect klisheni minus, because it's just being spilled over a surface on the ground. V'acholav u'muot the rubo nivla b'karka. It's most gets swallowed up into the earth. The gam is spazer elech ve'elech. It's spreading out. L'chein b'chiyagav daf l'marshal and l'hach me'bol l'duno k'klisheni means a full klisheni. In other words, we say klisheni is mutter. he's mean, you know, you're not machmer to treat as a klisheni according to the marshal speak. A klisheni is awesome. The marshal we saw it in kufay. It fell into a cup. The cup is klisheni. Then the marshal is machmer. Not if it's just spreading out all over the place and it's being absorbed into the ground partially. This kind of a case, Rabosai, the marshal will be mode that we have a right to be makel in this question. Right? So far, so good. So far, so this is the last paragraph in Lamed Aleph. Now, start to take it from the first paragraph. Okay? This is a chazara. Let's just first see the second paragraph. Chazara. Michas Yaakov says, Iri Shulchamato Klisheni Ilo Govar Kemeshetatoi Enot Sonen. Not ice cold. Ulfisebe Miniach Kedera Rosakas Al Cholot Beklisheni Kolatav Shalos. Abedivri Haram Mokan Muchak. The Gambi Iri Mito Klisheni Armina Tato Govar Enilo Bolego. Who said so? We saw it written in the original source. Mishloso. Chazara. First paragraph. We're going backwards here. Third paragraph. Second paragraph. First paragraph. Of course, the Ramah, fine. Yodua Shida Zachavas Das. This is the opening line we saw about when we started Sadi Aleph. It's already now almost a month ago. The Afal Pisha Omim Tatoa Govar Zerak Lagabe Hayachas Shabain Ha'iloy Latatoy. At the place they meet, the points of intersection, top and bottom, which one wins? Avalakadeira Atzma. Nish eres klirishin. If the top is hot and the bottom is cold, the top, the cold wins with respect to itself, but the top remains considered to be davachah. Then yipol mashu litocha, he is bashima kedin bishul beklirishin. Of course, uvizet sarach beer lama lo omim sheachve shakedera bola o kedei klipa mehacholov. Which is underneath it. Shabalua yispashet b'chol akadera. Why are we saying, why the Ramon say we have a right to be lenient? In this case, you're putting a hot pot on the milk of the klisheni. Why? Ubishlama. Bechatichas bosar roseach. Sheinichu al gabe cholav tzonein. Ubol akadei klipa. Avsha bosar atzvo nisha roseach. It didn't have a goosh. Have a cholav belua, sheino yotzer lorotev, then mekochol ispashet yoser. Fine, it won't go out. It'll stay locked into that particular piece. Aval bekedera, walls of a pot, sheyesh betocha tavshil, it has in it contents, yesh bekocha, the pot, lefashet esabalua, badofen. We already learned yesterday and then last Thursday. That thing spread within the walls of a pot. Umadua lo yitztarchu b'tavshil shishim keneged haklipa. B'tzarech here, he wants to know why you require shishim keneged haklipa in this case. He says the Bari HaShulchan has a kasha and he gives no teretz. So I'm just mentioning the question to you without comment. Okay, without comment. He's trying to use the Megillah Sefer as a opportunity to show you other important things. Now, back to the Shach. What happened over here? Let's chazer Ramah a third time. Im nishba cholav oshayisur roseach al gabi karka v'emidu olav kedera chama im asha nishbach enu etzaloesh lohavi rakadek shklisheni and therefore kedera is also boleh ktsas for the tavshul is mutter. We just had a question, why is it mutter? We have no answer directly to that question. The Tatogam says the Shach Lamed Beitz, the Yimu Eitz Aloesh, V'ucham pshita dahave kekli risha. V'yodif minei. Kli risha is even off the fire. It's on the fire. V'afilu hemidu olav kedera tzonenes hakol osur afilu hatavshil. Even if you put upon it a cold pot, everything is osur. Even the tavshil. Okay? Fine. Even the tavshil. Okay? Question becomes, wait a minute. Why is it us? Let's chazer again. One more time. What does it say? You put a kedera tzonenes, hakol osur, afilu hatavshil. Right? Wait a minute. What does tatogava mean? We just saw before, a minute ago. In tatogava, what does tatogava mean? At the point of intersection between the two items, right? That's what we say tatogava. Not with respect to the item itself. If it's hot, it stays hot. If it's cold, it stays cold. Only at the point of... Okay, where the rubber meets the ground, right? Where the Tatar meets the law, then we have Gover or not, one wins or the other. But the item itself retains its own identity as being either Cham or being Tzonan. Okay? That being the case, the question is as follows. This is the Yad Yehuda's question. According to our old friend, the Chavaz Das, why is the Tavshel Osur? Why is the Tavshel Osur? So this leads to another question. I feel a middle of Kedera Tzonenes HaKolos. I feel about Tavsh. They are working with an assumption that once Tzonenes, always Tzonenes. It remains Tzonenes. And they cannot understand if the kindness of the pot of cold, how in heaven's name will we apply Tatar Gavar? No, Tatar Gavar is between the milk and the metal. What's between the metal and the soup on top? That it retains its status as being cold. They're all the shitasim that they hold, that if you would say Tatar Gavar, then even if it's cold, it's a problem. I'll be back to our opening day a month ago. I'm still fighting this battle to this day. I don't know, maybe I'll lose. But I understood, no. The word Tzonenes means it started off Tzonenes. Started off Tzonenes, but now it warms up. That would be a possible way to answer this question. By the way, this question is asked by the Yad Yehuda Lishitoso, because he assumes that Tatar Gavar makes the Ilah also, even if it remains cold. It's not Yatzalazmo. We went through this from the very beginning of the Sugya, and therefore you learn the Shach that way. So then there's a problem. It's against the Chavaz Das. This is the question which the Yad Yehuda asks, and he has no answer. He wants to be make a halacha l'maisa if it's cold. So I found fascinating the Bari HaShulchan, who's known for the Tiyah L'chumra, he's so enamored of this Yad Yehuda, because he's going with his shittas straight throughout. He thinks really the Yad Yehuda should be right, and we should don't jump to the conclusions. Really, we should take a look. If you have the Bari HaShulchan, open it up, please. This is in Sivkotin Kuf Mem Hey. Whoever has it, please open it up. Kuf Mem Hey. If you don't have one, by that it's time to buy one already. You know, we've used it so many times, and it's not online. The beginner, you don't have to buy; you can get it online. This is the same as having your house when you get married. You have to have a safe to know what to do in the kitchen. If you're a Talmud Chacham, if you're not, you have to have the English book. They're good English, by the way. Rabbi Forst's book is a great English book. You have it? It's great. Really, it's great. You have Bar Shulchan too. Good. That's it. Yeah, they're both good Talmidei Chacham, but you have to have these storm around. You have to know what's going on in this world. Okay, let's take a look. Open up. You have it here. Kuf Mem Hey. It's like this. Yesh Omnam Cholik Alzeh. Who's this? Yad Yehuda. Last four lines on the page Kuf Tzadi Hey, and says no. Can't hit that talk over. Only Bleo Plita Shebein Elyon the Tachton, at the point where they two meet. But the Elyon itself is not considered to be Cham, something on top of it. Since the pot is cold, and he assumes it remains cold, okay? They're both cold. What's the problem? He says, no problem whatsoever. How can it be a problem over here? Vadvarim nirim ma'od mitzad ha'svara. He loves the Yadud HaSvara. This is page Kuf Tzadi Vavatap. What's his last line? The last line. Now, if you hold like me, I'm from the Ketani Aposkin. I thought that if they're both cold, you don't even invoke Tatog in the first place. I'm against the whole business. And I've yet to find a place where the Shach is Mukhach against it. We're going to get to the Ramal later on. I'm going to have an amazing shot. It's so amazing. From the Yad Yehuda. I'm going to prove from the Yad Yehuda against the Yad Yehuda. Obviously, he's going to, his way he can deflect me, but it's coming attractions. Coming attractions. Now, in this Simon, the Simon Sadi base. So I just want to tell you what it says over here. A beautiful discussion. Fine. What about Rabbi Chilmi Paris? We sort of gave him a short shrift before. We are Parisians, okay? What did he say, Rabbi Chilmi Paris? Take a look. The Taz at the beginning of Chaf Hei. Let's go. Rabbi Chilmi Paris. The Tzorech Shishim Yimasha Omdim Mashiach Cholav Be'en Tachas HaKederim. The Taz quotes Rabbi Chilmi Paris. Okay? What's the case? The Taz explains. What's the case? The Rashal didn't like this psak. To lo havi ele klisheni. That's what bothered us before. Who, you Rashal, have you make a klisheni? You're not a klisheni. That we answered before. Okay, fine. Because of Heshlechalek hecha shakadera omedes etalesh, shechol moeshe bekadera martiach atachlan miliskar obolea shapir, vechen yirikir akal nashona. Lanias daiti nearest is the Taz, the belav resicha sakadera lo kashemidi. Why? The kevan shakira etzalo esh vihi chamo shayatzo letus shom havia che, what do I say, chelev? Cholov. Havia cholov shebesocha kikli rishon. So it's near the fire and it's hot, that's a lettuce bowl. It's treated as a kli rishon. Oh yeah? Either Ramo says no. No. The Ramo is referring to a case. This is what the Taz says to defend. There's no machlokus between the Maram and Reb Chilmi Paris. What spreads along, is it Yatzel Letesbo? It's considered Kli Rishon. If not, not. Okay. Having said all this, Rabos, we're ready to turn our attention to some of the Makoros, to the Chavas Das, here in Sivkotten Chof. Everyone open up, please, to the Chavas Das. Sivkotten Chof. Please open up. If you have it in the back or on the side, wherever you have it. Chavas Das, Simen Sadi Beis, Biurim. We say something, we mean Biurim of the Chavas Das, not the Chidushim. Sivkotten Chof. He tells, let's read together. Let's read together. It's a good chazara. Ayin Taz Chofei. It's 60 times Masha Omdim Mashiyesh Cholov Be'en Tachas HaKederim. Says the Chavas Das. V'hod lo be'inon shishim neged ha'cholov shebetzidei ha'kederim. It's enough to have 60 times the milk which is under the pot. What about on the side of the pot? Isn't it one big hemshich? It's one big flow along the ground. Pot under the pot, pot to the side. He says, no. Shem dedav alach lo mikri chibur. He refers to what he said earlier in Simon Tzadiyat. This proves my point. Here comes the next question. It's a big, serious question. This is Solomaisa. Uma de lobinon shishim gamkein neged habalua bekira. Shekostav den tzvichon shishim rak neged habe'en. Rebbeinu shel olam. Why are we, what do we say over here? Milk spilled, you know, you can't cry over spilled milk, right? But you have to learn about spilled milk and pass about spilled milk. Some of it gets absorbed into the ground, some of it is above the ground. You only count what's above the ground. One was absorbed in the ground, that's his kasha. Nira. The keva and the ena balua yotzi mi dolphin, the dolphin below rotem, as we spoke about a long time. Dova muad ze, lo mikri rotev, kamosha kosva tosim sochim, ayin hamid beiz yito. And the Mordechai Tarat, we just saw the Mordechai Tarat. What's he saying? A Chiddush Nifla. The only time we say Rotev is a lot of Rotev, not a small amount. A small amount is not sufficient to get a Balua Mikadera Likadera Bali Rotev. Therefore, whatever is absorbed in the ground, Balua on the ground, You don't have to count it because it's not going to get out of the ground, even though the bottom of the pot is wet with milk. Ah, just a thin layer of milk. It's not going to, rotev means a lot of rotev, a pot full. Not a small amount, doesn't count. Afilu lachin, even if they're wet, mutter, kashe shishin negaraben. The Zelon Mikri rotev, lahotzi abalua, me dolphin the dolphin. Viraya, I prove it to you. Tabitzli, the Carminon, ena balua yotzi mechaticha lechaticha, below rotev. It all came from the Sukh of Tipas Chalav. We saw about it. Av shebevada heim lachin harbe, that bone dry, two pieces of meat. Obviously, there's a liquid floating around. Elevada de zelo mikri rotev. Here too. Then there be dolphin the dolphin nilma mechaticha lechaticha mikor kavachomer. The poskim say, shoyin. This is what it says: a chiddush nifla v'nora, which is solamaisa lemaisa, from the chavas das. Very, 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 very important. Very important. Very important. Okay. So let's now analyze the two statements of the chavas das. The first one we thought was even pretty innocuous. You don't count the milk on the side. You don't say it's one big chibur. Does anybody disagree? Yes. Yes. Take a look over here, right over here, in Rabbi Kiva Eger. Right here on our simon. Go back, close the Chavas Das, go back to the Shulchan Aruch proper. Please turn. Sadi Beis Sif Zayin. Hakol Osir. That's a Ramah much later in the Sif. We'll get to it later. But the word Hakol Osir, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, "V'chol ma'ash and noga b'kedera chol leves b'inan shishim negdo loshen Torah chadas." That and only that. Ayin primegodim simin tzadi hey shach yudches on the Mar Makomos. I don't know if you saw it yet. Probably most of you didn't see it yet, but okay, let's take a quick look at the Kiva Eger. Said to look there, we have to look there. Take a look at Bosai. Shach Tzadi Hei Yud Ches with the Prima Godim there on towards the end, towards the very end. Let's take a look. Says show it to you. I'm not finding it here. If Rabbi Kiva Eger said to look, it must be here. I'm just not finding it right now. Presumably, Rabbi Kiva Eger is quoting the Prima Godim, who is arguing and says not only is the milk which is directly under the pot problematic, but even the milk which is a little bit to the side is all connected. The Chavas Das said it's not connected, and he says it is connected. It's one big spill of milk. Again, I can't find it right now, and this it's a very long. We'll come back to this later on. Okay, just I owe it to you. Yes, sir. That's a good question. A good question. Yeah, I don't think I can't even find it. Yes?
How much milk are we talking about on the ground? Is it floating on it? Or is it
no, not floating. There's a little bit of milk spills, you know. Milk spills. Most of it's absorbed in the ground. Oh. Now, does anybody argue with the main thrust of the Chavas Das that a small amount of liquid doesn't count? The answer is absolutely yes. Let's take a look over here. In the Biurim, those who have the Rafael Kohn Shlita the Sefer, at the very end of the Simon Sadi Bey, Sif Ches, the very end, the last, I think it's the last one. No, it's not the last one. Take that back. Far from it. It's Dibra Maschil Ashte Kederis. You can find it over here on page Resh Yud. Okay. This is the last Beurim before the humongous one, which spans 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pages, if I have it right, which talks all about ovens. There's an 8-page Beurim about ovens. We're not up to that yet. If you have a chance to add it to the list of Rav Nachman's unofficially, I don't want to. This is a good reading. Yes, sir.
In the explanation, the issue with Mr. Rabbi Diemager about the milk on the side.
Right.
So would that be a problem with the way we answered for the Marshal? Because one of the things that he mentioned was that the milk was spread out.
Right.
It's all considered one thing, so then that wouldn't
help. Even if it's considered one thing, but it's still considered to be cliché, you can argue. I should take that back.
Yeah,
less than cliché. Marshal considers cliché to be also when it's all gathered in the cup. When it's spread out, and it's getting absorbed, it's more cow than plain standard cliche. So here over here, he says on page Resh Yud, he quotes the Chavos Das Chof that we just saw inside together. Okay? Very nice. Frek the Biurim. L'chora kosher. Tokayim alon the ochel yovesh hamunach b'kli shalisir nesa. Rabosai, the famous principle, ein Balua Yotzi Milarotev. There can be four kinds of Yetzias. Right? Let's cut the four kinds, because they're two items. By definition, they're four Yetzias. Right? Kli le Kli, Chaticha le Chaticha, Chaticha le Kli, and Kli le Chaticha. With me so far? That's a little arithmetic. Right? When do and don't you apply it? So it seems quite obvious, the Poskim say, does not apply Mi Kli le Chaticha. From Kli L'Chaticha, things do go out. V'haraya, you put a piece of, salami in a milchika pot, you have a problem. Why? It's dry salami in a milchika pan. I ask you a shayla, what would you think? I put some schnitzel in a milchika pan, no problem. Ein b'loa yotze b'lo rote. Bologna. Salami, bologna, schnitzel. Whatever it is. It won't come out of the pot. That's not true. It does come from a pot to a food, b'li rotev. The only place we have is in the Gemara. Quanta pshat of what we saw in the Rishonim. Doesn't go from chaticha lechaticha b'li rotev. That's the secret tipus cholov. Doesn't go from kli to kli. That's shtei kaderes and ogu zu b'zu. But from kli to chaticha, it certainly does go without any rotev. If you're following me in this biurim, page Resh Yud, column 2, about line 10. The Balua Yotze Shabbat Mikli Lochal Afal Arotev. And Cain, also Lach Luchis Muat, Shabin Kedera Lekedera, the small amount, the little film of milk. Neser Shaper Meakli, let that small amount of liquid absorb from the hot pot. The Hodar Nivla, also Lach Luchis, Natoch Kliasheni, in Bela Ha'isr Shabbat. Once it absorbs, which we paskin it does, then it goes not only from kli to chaticha, which goes below rotif, and then subsequently go from kli to chaticha. Take that back. From chaticha to kli, because there it's not considered to be balu anymore. It's a hefta shaliser. Chavazaz l'shitas, so he says. Number one, he says in kuf hey. Even a davar tzol shabalua meisur any otsa balua b'larotif. Oh no! If I have tarfus mixed into my liquid, even that won't go into another chaticha or into a kli without rotif. Number one. Number two, he says if it's balua ba'ochel, even if it's shamein, it can't go into a kli unless through rotif. In other words, it won't go. It'll go from kli to chaticha, all right, but not a chaticha back to kli. That's how the Chavos Das would answer this question. And the Yad Yehuda explains the Chavos Das in this fashion. Yad Yehuda himself says, it's wrong. Wrong. He thinks the facts are wrong. Is Isa Balua Bedovert Solul, Oser Af Beli Rotev. Why? The Chomokim Shat Solul Holech, Gamo Isra Urabo Holech Imo. Liquid gets mixed into liquid. It's not considered to be an absorbed item. It's one and the same. It's all liquids. And he brings a raya from Mechaba Kufay Sif Aleph, not going into his raya right now. On this basis, the Yad Yehuda says, the Chavos Das is incorrect. Rabotai, we better pass the Chavos Das. we have very little choice over here. Otherwise, it'd be tremendous chumrus. So I'm going to assume that the Chavos Das is correct. I went out to Kufayet. I can't go into it right now. He tells you to look at a raya from Kufay Sif Aleph by Kovush. I'm not sure what the raya is. I'm sure that the Chavos Das had a way out of this raya. I'm sure. Not even a question. He has a way out. And what his way out is, I don't know yet. Just bring out to your attention that the Chavos Das, which we rely upon in many cases, is not unanimously accepted, even though it sounded convincing, because the Yad Yehuda thinks that the Chavos Das is wrong, and the dispute functions, depends rather on another dispute, about Balua and Balua. Does it go from, we'll call it Chaticha, quote, into a Kli, yes or no? That's the whole fight. That's the whole fight. That's the fight. Yad Yehuda is stuck from Aramo. Chavos Das started Aramo. You only take into account the milk that you see, not the milk that's blue on the ground. That proves that the Chavos Das is correct. The Yad Yehuda is wrong. Says the Yad Yehuda, you know what? Come on. Don't be such a machmir. It's enough to worry about the full volume of the milk that you see that it went into the pot. You know, what about the unseen milk? Don't be so strict. I'll tell you the truth. I'd rather be strict on this than be making on the original Shabbat he has with the Chavos Das. It'd be much more relevant for us. It's interesting. That's what he says. Fine. That's what he says. I mean, he's a great Talmud Chacham. He says what he says, and others agree with him or disagree with him. Fine. So let's go back again. We had the Ramon and Saribay Zion. What did the Ramon Saribay Zion? Let's review it again for the fourth time. What did Ramon say in Saribay Zion? He said, "In Masha Nishbach Einu Etzaleish Lo Havira Klisheni Lo Chen Akadeira Atzmasur De Bolea Ktsas." Okay. Bolea ktsas. So, what does that mean? Again, just to refresh our memories one more time, I'm going to go back to my Chavos Das, Sadi Bey's Chof, which we just saw a few minutes ago. Look at it a second time. Those who want to feel free to turn there a second time. Sadi Bey's Chof. Okay? So he quotes the Taz in Chofei. What did the Taz in Chofei say? We're assuming the Taz is Alocha Psuka. What did exactly the Taz say? You need 60 times. 60 times what? 60 times what? Tzarech shishim mimasha omdim mimasha yesh cholav be'en tachas hakdeira. He disregards the sides, which we said others disagree with, and he disregards the shbalua. So the question is why? So the Yaduda says, don't be so strict, Rabbi. Just don't be too strict with us. No, he says, no. Balua does count, but the amount of rotev is too small to not you say below rotev. Fine. It's interesting. Two gedolim from different centuries said exactly the same thing, and it's quoted the halacha Rabosai by the biurim. Those who have it, right over here. It's an amazing thought. It makes logical, scientific sense. But once again, as we shall see, we don't pass in that way. I'm sorry, just gotta tell you the truth. It's Birum Ma, or Bari HaShulchan Rabosai, Kuf, page Kuf Tzadi Vav, Sivkotin Kuf Mem Vav. He writes as follows. Look carefully. V'yesh Shekosvu. On the bottom, he tells you who the people say it. Meshiv Dover, who wrote the Meshiv Dover? Who wrote it? The Netziv, right? And who else? Igros Moshe, from Moshe Feinstein. These are two Gedolim who I do not believe were Ba'olam Echad. I think that the Netziv was Nifta shortly before Moshe was born, but these are two superstars of the 19th and 20th century, respectively. And they said the same thing, I think independently. What do they say? An amazing thing. Whoa. Sarachian, he says. No one holds this way. what the two gedolim are saying, Rabosai, it can't be in two places at once. The liquid absorbs is the same thing. So let's say, for example, I had X particles of milk, a film of milk underneath the pot. And now, when I do a calculation, and some of it got absorbed into the pot, I have X minus Y left. Says these two gedolim, you need 60 times Y. Why do you need the whole X for? How can you say X is in the pot? It's right here, I see it in my own eyes. Can't be two places at once. If it's a solid, Rabbi Osai, so the solid could be here, and the liquid which was exuded or emitted from that solid is elsewhere. But if the thing is liquid, who bliaso achas? As they say, that's a lashon. I think he quotes over here in this long thing called ma. What's the pshat over here? The pshat is over here as follows. He gives you the citation. Exactly, defining the precise language, but that's what that poskim, how they understand it. It and what it gets and what it is absorbed from it is high noach. Here it is. The lo nechla klal hatam mehamamish. The citation of Rav Moshe. Not Yavish. Yavish is here, and Niflat is over there. Here the Tanash is one of the two. This is one of the same. The two gedolim said it. He says most poskim disagree. Disagree. It's important of calculations. The Chavos Das is against him, etc., etc., etc. Fine. So now I've also said we've spent a little time in the Chavos Das and in the Taz and in the Shach and in the Biurim. Let's go back to our Megillah Sefer and see what he has to say about this topic. Okay. Let's see what he says. Some fascinating stuff. Look what he has. He refers to himself. I never saw the Sefer, but it's printed in the back of the Megillah Sefer that we have. He reprints it, so I guess we can probably get it if we'll go to the back page, but it's too many pages to turn right now. So let's just say over here. Chatzuvos. What's Chatzuvos, gentlemen? What's a Chatzuva? I'm not sure what the English word you use for it. The thing you put your pot on. Trivet? Okay, trivet. Could be. Trivet is Lashon 3. This is called dreifus, they called it in Yiddish, 3 foot, 3 feet, and it was a. They put the pot on it. Okay, what do you call it? Call it a burner. What do you call it today in English? What do you even call it?
Stovetop.
Okay. And what I'm talking about? It's a metal piece, usually made from wrought iron, and you put the pot directly on top of it. Right? Everyone knows. But let's do a shout before we start. For Pesach, do you use the same one all year long, or a different one? Are you kasher? What do you on Pesach? What do you do? Who uses the same exact one without kashering it? Nobody in this room. You know why? It says in the Hilchos Pesach, Chatzuva Tzricha Ligwa. You have to kasher it in fire. Is that a din or is it a chumra? That's going to be one of our main topics for now. Okay? This week. Is it a din or a chumra? But for the moment, that's what's called a chatzuva. Habluos mi basar kagom shetzolim alein kove. Do you believe this? When I was a boy, we used to still. Let me first take a reality check. Who has in his life ever seen kashering of liver? In his life ever even seen it once? Shia S. As far as we go. Amen. Laura S. It's not even half a minion. When I grew up, all livers came non kashered. As opposed to me, which came. My mother never kashered with salt. I never saw it in my life. It came pre salt. But liver. You can't salt liver. What do you have to do with liver? Slee. You have to hold it over a fire. My job as a little boy, that's just a little boy, you're a teenager, Erev Shabbos, I'm busy, hold the liver over the fire. Not very talented in the kitchen, but that much talent I had. We had a special, I can still picture it in my eye, exactly. It was like had two pieces, a drawer for you, two squares, and with a little handle on the end, you put the liver on one, put the other piece on top of it, and hold it like this. There's going to be 10 chicken livers in it, you know. Hold. And the one that had livers on, I felt I had a chelik and then I had a chelik and making Shabbos. You ever do it?
Not that, but you saw it.
Even after I was married, my wife used to get livers. They weren't kashered. She had a whole gizmo how to kasher the livers with a boiler pan with holes in it. You know, I got some ices. These were real life. Nike doesn't exist anymore. It's kashered apparently in who knows where, in Iowa, I don't know where they're coming from. All right? The world keeps changing by the day. Okay. So now, apparently, the way they would do it in his house is they put the livers on the chatzuva. They take a big piece of liver and put it on instead of, I was a goylem. I sat there for 15 minutes and I had to turn it over. Okay. Turn it this way, turn it this way. All right. Simple. Take a piece of liver, put it on that burner, whatever you want to call it, on that trivet, on the fire, and shut it. Leave it there 5 minutes. I guess turn it over. I can go around, I can write my Chiddush Torah while I'm kashering the liver. Now that trivet is not flashing, right? So it seems, put liver mamish on it. Mamish on it. Huh? Now what happens? Okay. Kagon, Shetzon Alem Kovei. Ubal Haniach Alem Kedera Im Cholov. But both say, I'm asking a question. In your house, whether it means your house, your mother's house, your wife's house, which I hope is your house, do you have separate trivets for flashing and familiar? Who does? Raise his hand. Really?
Are you talking about stove tops?
I apologize. The word is great. Okay. Whatever you want to call it. It's that metal thing that you put the pot on. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. That's not what the right word is. Call it a grate. Who has separate grates for flesh and the milk? Call it a kavod. What?
Yeah, different
cooktops
altogether.
Different cooktops. Jeez. Sadiq and Gemurim. Okay. Shlomo Yam also? I guess they have a big house and a big kitchen. I know where we come from. I never heard this. Yeah.
When you put the fire on, aren't you doing the levon anyway? When you're
good question. That should be a levon. That's an excellent question. Let's go on. Hold on. The yeshlochush shema yiglosh. What's yiglosh mean? Come on. Let's see modern Hebrew. What's yiglosh mean? What? Overflow. But yiglosh, it flows over. Hachola me'asir, sir is a pot, ela chatzuvos. V'yayosa me'achatzuvos, v'yachzor v'yester es hakadeira. What's going on? He's saying that the milk will overflow from the milk that you're making. I don't know, you're making some pasta, let's say, there's milk in it, whatever, something like that. It's going to overflow, it's going to hit the grate, and it's going to make the grate trafe, and make the pot trafe. 24 hours. Kolon shemeniach sir chalavi al chatzuba b'sarit. Because sabnu she toli b'machlok es achavas das to meyad Yehuda. Fi achavas das esh lahokil. Hol varot v'anichas bein kdeir lachatzuba. Who muvot? Almost nothing there, right? How much is that going to be? How much can be there already? Our grates have no surfaces. The surface is infinite. It's teeny small. It's you know what I'm talking about. The grate is not a flat grate. Maybe some of the modern ovens have flat, but the old-fashioned, you know, the pot is raised above the original fire on the grate. So there's a little tiny surface of the grate. Each minute, it's around and this, but yeah. He's quoting himself. Very nice. He quotes himself from a sefer called Inyanim on Yoredei. Very nice. Very nice quotation of himself. Very nice. Oh, wait a second. Is it true? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Wouldn't that be similar to the case that we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch, where the drip of milk that fell on the back of the pot was near the fire, where it's in the siyavish right away? And
very good question. Okay, so let's see. Heiruni, those who read the sefer, commented it. The galif yachavaz das yeshlodim mazel lesser. Whoopee. Making matters worse. Why? Lefimashin is bor, Rabbi Yosa Kodemes, gamachavaz das modeh. Shetam habosar habalua bechatsuva yotil esoch hacholov viosro. Yeah, the Chavos Das is the first to admit it does go from kli lechaticha below rotev. That's for sure. Ella lefia Chavos Das ein tam habosar habalua bechalov nichnas likdeira tuhu nechshav lebalua bo Venoyotze lelo rotev, since it's one liquid taste it was considered liquid. The taste is mixed into the liquid, it's considered to be balua, swallowed up in it, absorbed in it, and it won't go out without a ton of rotev. Avalacholav hare nesar, vuchozev nivla bekudera. Very nice. We happen to be talking about basa b'chol, not shari surim. Now he comes with the following chumrah. The ladas hashach kufesiv kotn yudzayin hacholav atzmo nishar beisuro af im ein abasar holech imo uchadas haran. This is the famous ran at the nizein and neser and the shach accepted by basa b'cholav. V'im kein benido didan kamachavas das yode she'osir es hakadera. Except according to the taz. And Rabosa, we already said last week, the Taz is right. We pass on like the Taz. Because we don't go with the Ran's Mahalach. So according to the Taz, in Kufay, Ein Acholav Osa B'mokon Shein Abosa Holechimo, that's a Rajva. Well, if you say, Shlohokol if Yachavaz Das. V'hayos, here he is, it's a Beferish, I love it. Hayos Ikol HaLocho Kedas HaTaz, as we're going to explain in Kufay Lamates B'sofo, we already explained it now. That the Taz wins. We should. We sometimes feel that the Shach always wins. No, the Taz wins. He wins here, and he won in the Trey Mashu. The Taz. We're going to be big Taz fans because the Taz is the underdog. That's the reality of our day. Taz is the underdog, but the underdog claims a lot of victories. Rav Osai. This is one of them. Good. Now the Meidah Kisa, Mashka Sav Nusham Lefi Yad Yehuda Yesh Lesser Gam Ken Eno Borer. Shoin is bora bi osa kodemis. The gamma yad Yehuda mode to see bishishim kineged hacholov bi en shetachas akdeira. Vein sorach shishim gam kineged habalua bechatzuv. Vim kain sagi bishishim neged hamaat cholov shebein akdeira lechatzuva. Vuhu muot. It's teeny, teeny weeny. How much could be between the pot and the grate? The grate is a very small surface. Vaharbe pomin. Yes, shishim kinegdo. It'll be 60 times its value. Ulay esh lochash a golesh harbe cholov v'over derech hamokom shemen chatzuvo l'sir v'esh harbe cholov sh'nesa v'noga v'kadeir tzorach yimazan. Yeah. At the end of the day, Rabbi Osai, I think we have to follow the Chavaz Das. B, we have to follow the Taz. And C, maybe even that dude is going to be motor to us. Ma tova ma noim. And if not, that's what he says. So far, Rabbi Osai, so good. Now we turn to what I consider the main topic of today's shir, but it's going to be only, we're not going to finish it today, that's clear as day. I'm going to show it to you again just to save time in the Megillah Sefer, but you can look up the original sources by yourself, please, and you should. I gave you some of these sources on the Mara Mekudas. Right over here. Prima Gadim in Simen Shin Yud Ches, that's called Bishul B'Shavas, Eshel Avram Lama Gimel, Nokat. She'iru mikli rishon ha'omer al gabe ha'esh v'noch b'kli sheni v'chagach nifzik ha'kiluach nisher al ha'kli din shel kli rishon. This, Rav Osai, is the biggest disaster in halachic history. You know what he just said? If you have, where to come up in your house every Shabbos? Where, in your house? I'm sure it happens in your house. Rav Osai, by show of hands, who has hot water up every Shabbos? Who has hot water up in the old fashioned kettle that whistles and leaves it on the blech? 1, 2. Who has hot water in an urn? That's the rage, your boss. Everyone has an urn today. Why is an urn worse than a hot water kettle? In what way is it worse? More calmer. Come on. Louder. Not just it reheats, more than that. It's al gabay esh mamish. When I take a kettle of water, that's how I grew up. An old kettle, I have to wait till it whistled before Shabbos. Yeah, this is all my memories of growing up. And then we picked it, you wanted to pour something, you picked up the kettle, you poured out. At the moment you poured out from the kettle was not on the fire, it was in your hands by definition. But the urn breaks that definition. Because the urn, the element is in the urn. You open the spigot, the water comes out from a quote-unquote kettle that's on the fire as the water's coming out. Said the Prima Gadim, that is a disaster.
That's a Kli Rishon. Where did he get it from? A Beferish, a Gemara, and Rashi, Shabbos, Daf Mem, that we learned already. I'm going to review it again to refresh your memories. Yes, sir.
Is that true if the...
You get me? Shabbos, Daf Mem, Ben. Sir?
If the kettle has a keep warm setting where it's not boiling, it's just keeping it warm.
Kettle has keep warm setting. I never heard of a kettle. I never heard of an oil has more than one setting.
It's not like it's a keep warm setting.
Once it boils, it just
keeps it hot.
It
doesn't boil it.
No, it's a. You mean a thermostat? Yeah, you know, I think almost all urns have thermostats. That is true, but it's always going to be 100. And, I mean, once it gets hot, I think it's 180 degrees. How hot is it? Go online. How hot is water in an urn? I think it's supposed to be 180 degrees. Very, very, very hot. I think so. So it's going to stay 180. I think the whole Shabbos. I believe so. And there's a. You know, obviously they vary a little bit. As it's heating up, will be a little bit higher, a little bit, a tiny bit lower. Shabbos, memory base. Shabbos, thank you. Memory base, please. I know it says Daf Yom. I just gave a shiur on it from the Chevrei Daf Yom Mamash. Memory base. Today's Daf Yom Mamash. We've been here before. For those of you who learned to talk over, we've been here. Let's take a look at it again and see what it says. A little bigger. Settings. This?
Yeah.
Big enough? A story. Pamachas nechnasti acharebe lebeis amerchas. Bikash shel niach lo pach shel shemem ba'ambati. Amali tu beklisheni v'tein. Don't you dare put the jug of oil into the ambati, to the bath. Okay? Shmaminot klas, shmaminot shemin eshashem bishul. Shmaminot kli sheni, enem avashel. Okay? What's a kli sheni? Frek the Gemara, what's going on over there? Gemara says, what's a, you can't talk in a bathhouse? That's the Gemara, no. It's all about chame tveria. Chame tveria, Rabosai. Chame tveria. Where is it? What's Chamei Tveria?
It's four lines up from the bottom. First one on the lines of the first one. Or you have to...
They're going to have different pages.
No, it's
because... So it's Chamei Tveria. Moses Tveria Chayim. Okay? Good. It's Chamei Tveria. Very nice. Who's been in Tveria? We went through this last time. Who's been in Tveria? All right? And how does the water go out of the hole in the ground? And where does it go? Along the... Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi's the best Rebbe. Here we go. Biyam Bati. Brecha Asuya Bekarka. Shamayim nechnosim sham v'nesofim. It's the Torah Chamei Tveria. We're going to see later on. Fine. What happened? Rashi says you can't put it in. You got to take it the mayim from the klishe. Put it into the klishe. She's telling about the klishe in a mevashel, and then put the pach in it. Ta'acham bati shachamen nimshochin lo min amayon choshev lo kekli rishon shenir techubo. The hole in the ground where the water slid into from the original, you know. Chamei Tveria that came out of the earth is Kli Rishon. She'af al pi she'avira me'al ha'ur, even if you removed it from the fire, mevashel. Mefurish mishnah shamas membeis. Ilfas tekder she'avira merutochen la'yutin tochen tam mefurish. So the Prima Gaudim says, look, Rashi explains it's hevira merutochen. What's hevira mean? You removed it from hevira me'al ha'ur. You removed it from the fire. Rebbeinu shel olam. Here, it was never on the fire. It's a hole in the ground, which is, I don't know, 10 feet away from the place where the water is coming out of the earth. So why is that considered to be in the category of a Kli Rishon? Said the Prima Gaudim, you know why? Because it came out of the hole, in the little hole in the ground, while it was on the fire. What's the fire? The fire at the bottom of the earth that heats up the geysers that come to Tveria. So Mefurash Prima Gaudim in Sadi Hei Yud Ches, the same place we saw before, I said, you see, a klara gemara is considered to be kli rishon. So if you fill an urn, you pour out from an urn into a teacup, it's a whole pilpul kli sheni, but that it's not kind of kli sheni. You fill it with a kettle, it's kli sheni. You fill it with an urn, it's kli rishon. Enough in the prima gadim, based on enough in the gemara and Rashi, as he understood it. They quote the Chazon Ish saying that. That's just quoting Shmuel Shabbos. That there's a rumor Chazon Ish said this way too. It's quoted in many places. Before Shmuel Rashi, I can argue with Rashi. Rabbosai, this is against the Ramah and Awasif. So without further ado, let me show you the Ramah and Awasif, which is simply a klor against this. This is the Kash of the Shmuel Shabbos Chosa asks in Siman Aleph. Turn Rabbosai to Ramah. Here we are. Siman Sadi Beis Siv Zayin. Seems to be against this prima gadim. Seems to be quoting Beferish Gemara and Rashi. Somebody has to give over here. Pick up there where we left off. We did Ramah part one, right? Took us over an hour. We're not finished yet even. Ramah part two. V'kiluach min akdeira rosachas shaholach el kdeira tzonenes imnifzak akiluach min akdeira rosachas kodem shigia latzonein havinamik eklishenim. It's called Iwish and Nifzak Kiluach. Fine. V'yimlo Nifzak. A pot overruns its cover. It overruns the top, and it's going straight without any separate any hefsek. This goes straight. Not Nifzak. Havik Iwi Vakdeira Hatzonenes Neseres Imayad. So let us be Kiluach Hanogeh Bekdeira Vatavshel Shebesol Chashori. Why? Ain Iwi Oser Rak Kidei. Klipa, stop! This Ramah is against the Prima Gadim, Beferish. Here the case that overran the pot. The pot's on the fire. It's like an urn. Notwithstanding that fact, it only affects the Kadei Klipa. Beferish Ramah against this Prima Gadim. That's based on supposedly on this Rashi. That's a big problem. But the Prima Gadim said what he's quoted as saying. I'm not denying that he said it. Whether it's right or wrong, Pashas, it's wrong. But again, it's also in Sadi Heyud Ches, which I asked him to see before. I don't want to go back there again. I'm sure maybe analyze it maybe tomorrow. He has an offer to Gemara and a Rashi. What can it be? The answer is no, it's not true. Rashi is referring to a case where it was never Nifsak. The water is still going as we speak. Tveria is still erupting. The water is still coming out of the Chamei Tveria. Then and only then. Only while the water is pouring over the ground, yes, then I concede that the hole in which all the water gathers had a status of a kli rishon. The minute the water stops, and for our purposes, the minute you turn off the spigot of the urn, it's no longer a kli rishon. I said this many years ago. I printed it in a mimer in Beis Yitzchak now. Talking now, I think it's, we learned Shabbos 25 years ago. I think I printed it then. And I believe that I was mechaven to the Megillah Sefer. He printed it now. I mean, I printed it before him. He may have said it, he may have written it before I did. I don't want to take, there's no bragging rights over here. Chas v'shalom. We should get to the Emes. Now, the problem is Rashi is misleading. Because Rashi says, he says, Choshet Kekli Rishon. Even though, see, this Prima Gadim understood it to mean that here it was in effect Hevira Me'ala Or was never on the fire. Afal Pikein, it's considered to be Kli Rishon anyway. Even though presumably the Mayim was Nifsak, the water stopped going. Because if the water didn't stop going, then it's not Hevira. He never moved it. It never was removed from the original pouring. Oh. So Baruch Shekivanti, we went to browse. Where did I get back? Wait, we're back to browse. Back. No, Megillah Sefer. I want to get back.
The E on the bottom.
E on the bottom.
Yeah.
This one. This here. This.
Yeah, right there.
Okay.
And then the one right above that.
This one. Oh, magic! Thank you so much. Okay. Kolosh and Rashi b'Shabbos mashma. Shemeduba ba'ofan shenifzgam hamashicha mi'amayim afal pikein nishalam batat nishal klirishin. He says it in Sadeh Yud Ches as well. B'sofo, some say the Chazon Ish said it. Okay, nafkamina. Mayash nishpul the top kos midud haomen ala esh is a din of clearishin, and it wouldn't put anything into it. Hine borur shechidish din zehu rak im iru miklirishin haomen al gabe ala esh. Of course, the iru miklishen haomen ala gabe esh v'noch miklisheni. Oh, my Levi has a different spot. Second is a ladle. He should quote our Ramos against it. I don't know why he doesn't quote it. Umasha prima godim dictating Milosh and Rashi, Bishabis, Nira, Ein Kavonis Rashi, Shabbat Mitzius, Hamashicha Mehamayan Nifsika. And the Sky Melomar, as Adin, Shambati Dino, Kikli Rishon Shaviru Meo Esh, Venafkamino, the Kama Dvorim, according to the one day in the Gemara, salt is only cooked on a klirishin, which is alaish. Here it's not alaish, it's the equivalent of klirishin, which is off the fire. Not that it was removed. No, the water is still going. This, I think, is completely correct. And otherwise, I'm surprised you didn't ask the kasha. It's against the Ramah. Mamash against the Ramah. We just read it's only today klipa. So I don't understand how he doesn't ask that question. Whatever. Fine. This is. Now I'm going to go back a step, something which I also printed about many years ago. He quotes Arama, we just saw it again. Okay? It's Iri Miklirishin. Okay? It kills the Kleeba. Where do you get it from? Shabbos Memem Beis. We saw the Gemara, we saw the Rashi. Fine. Good. Trumas Hadeshen, that's the source of all this. Gamavor zos de meachava kiluach kosher vikdera o medes etzaloesh, kol tipa vitipa achrona eina manachas es erishona mizafaneh liskara. I read it to mean it's still going. It's going and going and going. This is a constant stream. Once a stream stops, it's no longer considered a klirishin. That's what I think. That's what he said in the next oath. I think it's completely correct. Hoyamakaloma. It's in my hands. As it says again, the same source. What does that mean? I take a kettle, pick it off the fire, and start pouring, Rabosai. I pour, as it goes along, Rabosai, it's connected, it's considered to be a kli rishi. Good, so far so good. Uveshach tzadihei yudches, quotes the Isra v'heter, watch this now, watch this. Shemara mikli shal isra v'akli shal heter, ein lesa v'akli shabob kiluach ha'iri olof. Avul shar kelim, shinanitzik nogea behem, Havik Klisheni. He said it's by Shabbos also. Avsha also Laras ala tablin, but Sada tablin mutter. Rabosai, incredible thing. You know, Rabosai, Shiloh. May I pour boiling hot water on top of coffee, uncooked coffee grounds? Yes or no? Chas v'sholem. Iris mevashel kadei klipa. We saw this a long time ago. Chas v'sholem.
It's already cooked.
Not, it's uncooked. Uncooked, fresh coffee ground. Chas v'shalom. Everyone agrees. Chas v'shalom. I'll be a wise guy. I won't pour it directly on the coffee. I'll pour it along the sides of the cup. Let it slide down. The Truma Sadeshin says, Osir. The Yisav Heta says, Mutter. Right? It's a machlekes. The Yisav Heta is Mekil. Okay? So, the source of the Divin Mashkas of Ramah can. B'shem Chumas Adeshen Lesser. It's a chastira. So the Chavaz Das answers, Iwi Hanizchal Shelo Nifsak. Amazing terrace, which goes back to what we spoke about at great length 2-3 weeks ago. You poured something, It's sliding along without a stop. What is halachic status? Says the Chavos Das, Rabosai, what does it do? Afal pi shemavliya umaflit, separately, mikom makom, einam avashel, v'gam einam avliya maflit kiyachas, v'kdei levashel tzorach defanos ha-mechamamos, v'ira nischa v'klisheni, for ein lo defanos ha-mechamamos. V'ramo kan, osir esakadeir mishum, she'acholav nivlabo, directly, it's water pour, it's meat pouring on milk or vice versa. Mashegem dinin shalisa v'heta, shadon agabe bishul b'shabes, ola havliya ola haflit kiyachas, with water, not with chicken soup, not with milk. Shebezeh ein ha'irui oser. The famous distinction of the Chavos Das, it's on the Mar Makomas, this is in Kot Chav Gimel, where he makes this distinction. You may remember from 2-3 weeks ago, I never liked these distinctions between bishul and b'liya. I told you that our normative halacha seems to me to equate bishul and b'liya. With the possible exception of a kedek klipa that they make is a chumra b'yalma. But in the fundamental terms, we who deny b'liya by klisheni, against the marshal we saw earlier today, we assume that klisheni and mevashel, there's no b'liya either. Therefore, Rabosai, if the Truma Sadeshin said that it's mevashel, it has to be mavliya as well. If it's mavliya, it's mevashel as well. The two go together against the Chavos Das. Against the Chavos Das. So there seems to be a contradiction between Sadi Bey's Zion that we just saw and Sadi Hey Gimel. Rabosai, take a look, Rabosai, for 1 minute. In Sadi Hey in the Ramah. Sadi Hey Sif Gimel. Just for a minute. Sadi Hey Sif Gimel. This could happen in your sink any day of the week. Maybe it happened today in your sink. It's with a big yud ches of the shachis. V'im ira mikli rishon shel basar al kli cholav yinuk kli rishon v'yosem em haya ben yom. But aval im ira mayim roshim could be from the tap boiling very hot water she'enon shel basar v'shel cholav, it's just water from the tap al kelim shel basar v'shel cholav biyachad, you have dirty fleshic dishes and dirty milk dishes piled in the sink and the water hits everything. I feel shuma davik behem hakol shari. The ain iruik klirishin mamish sheyase shakelim shemara aleim yivlu zemizeh. Rabosai, Sadi Hey Gimel contradicts Sadi Bey's Zion. Here he said that one impacts on the other. There he said not. So what answer did the Chavos Das give? Chavos Das says, yes, it has an impact of b'liya and pleita, but not an impact of cooking or b'liya and pleita together. So answers the Chavos Das this powerful question. Fine? That's what he says. He doesn't like it. Ain't a move on him. He's a vetus case. Shemara miklisha b'lua me'isir al kelim shel heter. Ain't tzorech she'iru yachlet v'yavliya ki'achas. T'kfo niflet ha'isir miklirishim. Yiru tzorech v'akla v'liya b'kli heter. Yad Yehuda, Rambay Shias Akasha. More than that, the Truma Sadeshin himself says, as a Koach Levashel. It's based on the Rashi Masechta Shabbos, not Masechta Chulin. Bishul, Chavos Das Nitchak Bazeh. Right? He brought around Bati, Shacham Etfer Mevashel. There's a Rami on Bati, Evshel Nitchos. As the Truma Sadeshin said, Ika Dino Shal Truma Sadeshin, whom is Svara. Who was the Evshel the Chalak Ben Bishul Lebliya? That's a big dochak. The Truma Sadeshin brought a riot team of Vashel. We only accepted halfway. Chavos Das is a dochak, and Rabosai, we bichlal don't like the distinction between Bishul Lebliya. They told you already a few times. So that's teretz number one, we don't like. Teretz number two, again, the same. This is on your Makoros. That was also on Makoros. It's all on the Makoros. If you haven't seen it yet, spend time tomorrow looking at it. These are important Makoros. Ain lechalik bein bezeh bein bishul lehavlo. I just see from the Truma Sadeshin. Yesh lagam koach levashul gam ain lechalik bein emakli omen alo eish. Osha sirah meo eish. Dimidiri haramo muchach shenem lechalik bekach. He tried to make a distinction
along the lines of the Chazanish before in the Prima Gadim. Is it on the fire or not on the fire? Is it an urn or is it a kettle? And he tries it, it's very nice, but he rejects it at the end. It's against the Ramah. Against the Ramah. So what does he say? The truth. This is the true, real truth. The honest truth. It's a machlokes. Truma Sadeshni. It's a veheter. He's right. Can I tell you a real secret? The Issa Veheta holds, shh, perish the thought. Like the Rashbam. Rashbam. He was klisheni. He really does. He really does. And he was klisheni, so we'll mach for a little bit, but not for an indirect pur. That's the real truth. The Shach quotes it. It gives away the secret. Here in Simon Sadi, hey, Sivkotten, chof, I think it gives away the secret. A dirty little secret. Fine. So then we can't rely upon it. Yesh the hachma kadasa chumas adeshin. Rabbos, I never understood. Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Yud Ches in Orachayim Sif Yud quotes Yisim Ben Alalocha. You can pour along the sides of the cup. Chas v'shalom to pass in that way. That's based on Yisim Beheter, who holds on the Rashbam. So he was really nothing, so we make a ma'achum of you directly. Okay. We don't pass that in the Rashbam. It's a nisim dor reis amamish. Rabbi Kiveger is a pella, why quotes he said that? I don't understand how he quotes really. So we're stuck. The mamish stuck. So it's a steer in Ramon now. That's a problem. That has to be careful about. And Sadi Beis, he says, it goes over, it causes of Leah. And Sadi, hey, I'm pouring the water over my greasy flesh dishes and my milky. Use the word. Is it probably just the word grease for milky stuff? Yeah, good. So I have my greasy meat dishes and my greasy milk dishes and I'm pouring water pouring right on top of them. Everything's butter! Mazel tov! If you all like the Odyssey better than Rashbam, that's true. He really doesn't really do anything. We don't all like the Rashbam. What's the Rambam talking about? The shocks of the Ramos are wrong. It's the easiest way out. It's wrong. That's the people government effect. It's a machlekes. We have to be machmir. Ramos wrong. Can't be. So I saw Pshat quoted all those years ago, 25 years ago, not for me, it wasn't my own. I quoted it from Rav Levi Yitzchak Halperin. It's printed in a sefer called, what's the sefer called? Bishul V'chimum, something in a sefer. All about these things. He said it. And the Megillah Sefer on his own is exactly the same thing. Very, very sharp. I don't think it's right, but it's very, very sharp. What's that? A combination of the Chavos Das and the Prima Gadol. It's very sharp. Let's see what he says. Yeah. Kosavno, he quotes himself in Shabbos. Kosavno, the Fasher Ben our Prima Gadol and Chavos Das. The Bekli Rishon, O Omer Al Gabe Ho Eish. Yeshto koach levashel abati shlucham etveria. Fine. Aval kli rishon she'eno omer al abayesh eino koach levashel, as Yisavetta said, to mutal aras mimeno b'tzad ha'tavlin. Aval yeshto koach lavliya o lahaflit k'ne b'chabay ramah. When this yashu deri aposkin shlo yisteru zeh. What's he saying? In the case, Rabosai, of Tzadi Beis, it's on the fire. It's on the fire, it overflows it. So then it's full status of Iwi to do whatever, even the Levashim, as the Truma Sadeshin said. If it's off the fire at the present time, as the Tzadi Hey picked up the kettle and started pouring it, then Rabosai, it can't be Mavashel, but it can be Mavliya. And therefore, Rabosai, in Tzadi Hey, in order to aser, you need mavliya umaflit kiyachos. Has to go from the fleshiks into the milchiks. Presume that's what he means. El she'eno borur lefizeh mino leiler amo lechadesh midilei din zeh tebe'enu aloesh af she'eno mevashel yesh lo koach lahavliya ulahaflit v'tzarachin. Where does it all come from? I'll ask a better kasha. Rav Moshe has a kasha. In the case of Tzadi Hey, it's dirty dishes. It's dirty dishes. No, not me muffling anything. It's dirty. We read it together. It's filthy. Let me give you my teretz to this question, which I printed again 25 years ago.
Rav Moshe says something along these lines, but it's not the same. You can look it up if you want. I didn't put the Chivas of Yerkes Moshe on the Maram HaKadmos. Maybe I should have. You want them? I mean, there are a lot of Chivas of Rav Moshe on these topics. And Rachmanis, they made it short Makaris, but maybe we should really add it on. Maybe we'll print it out or something so you can have a chance to look at it. My answer, along the lines of Rav Moshe, goes as follows. Again, not exactly the same way he says. Rabosai, here in Tzadi Beis, what overflows? What overflows? You have a fleshik milchik problem. What does that mean? You have a milk overflowing its cover and falling on fleshik a pot, or soup overflowing its waters and going onto a milchik a pot. That we say iwi shalanipsak is mivashik de klipas mafik de klipas like mazadeshin. No distinctions. Fine. Here I both say, what do you do? You took water, whether water from the sink or water from the or from a kettle or anywhere where the water comes. Doesn't matter where the water comes from. And you're pouring it on the dishes. What must happen to make something treif? You have to take fleshik and bang it into a milchik kli, or take milchik and bang it into a fleshik kli, right? Everyone with me so far? Got it? Basics with me? Here's the problem. Iwui only impacts kedei klipa. How big is a kedei klipa? The thinnest possible peel. It's thin as can be. We saw that we don't follow the Rashbam. If you pour hot water over a chicken which wasn't salted yet, you have problems. You know why? It takes the blood from one capillary, is that the right word? And moves it to the next capillary. Two capillaries, I mean, I'm sure they're macroscopic, but still, they're within a klipa of each other. They're mamish touching each other. So therefore, you move the blood from one capillary to the next, and it's now no longer kosherable by salting. That's what the Rashbam is talking about. But over here, I have fleshy conditions, and I have milchy conditions, and I'm pouring water over all of it. Let me tell you, no matter how messy your sink is, it's more than a klipa's worth, which is such a tiny amount, between the grease on your fleshy dish and the milchik dish, and between the grease on the milchik dish and the fleshy dish. So iwi can only impact on a kedei klipa. So the iwi takes the fleshy grease and it starts transporting it towards the milchik pot. It loses its koyach after kedei klipa, and therefore all the dishes are kosher. That's my pshat answer to Stira and Ramah. Again, Tzadi Beis, you're pouring either chicken soup or milk. Say, hey, you're pouring water. Water has an impact. Sure, it has an impact. Only on the kedei klipa. So if you have grease and meat and milk dishes, a quarter of an inch away, whatever it is, an eighth of an inch away, it's more than the kedei klipa, and vice versa. In the case of the chicken, the capillaries are mamish touching each other. Who's a biology major? They're mamish, one on top of the other, within the kedei klipa. That's why it creates a problem. But in our situation, Rabosai, in which you're pouring the water over the dirty dishes of flesh and milchiks, there is no problem halacha. That's my answer to the stira in the Ramot Tzadi Beis Tzadi Hei. Again, if you look at Igros Moshe and Or HaChaim or Yoredeya, you'll see a similar idea, not exactly identical. Perhaps tomorrow we'll look inside and see what he says and compare it to what I said. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. These inyanim b'siyata v'shemayim.